Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, September 14th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the tense political situation in South Africa, where Operation Tutula activists are strongly pushing for the removal of all illegal foreigners amid claims that they are scraping most jobs and engaged in drug trafficking and other issues. In the last 2 days, Operation Tutula activists have been attacking foreigners, including Zimbabweans, in Wawunuku-Tula-Plettenberg Bay in Western Cape region. They are demanding the removal of illegal immigrants. But Zimbabweans, Malawians and others have teamed up to block their eviction from rented houses, workplaces, and local open markets. Operation Tutula activists have done the same in Johannesburg, Pretoria, and other cities. The anti-immigration outfit recently attempted to block illegal foreigners from accessing health facilities in Johannesburg following the publication of a video showing a senior government official, Poppy Ramatuba, dressing down a sick Zimbabwean in Pela Pela Hospital, Limpopo Province. Namhla kuhlelo kwabadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe sixoxa ngokuxokozela kwele South Africa okulabaqhuba umkankaso we-Operation Tutula abahlupha bonke abantu bokuza. Basanda kuhlasela abokuza kwanokuthula ePlettenberg Bay esabeleni se-Western Cape. Sebedudula abantu kuleyo ndawo, kodwa abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abagoqela abavela eZimbabwe sebephindisela. Prince Kumalo is one of the Zimbabweans living in Wanokthula. He says the situation is frightening. I guess it was Ekuluma Motabalolo.
Nangu Prince Nkomo, ngihlala lapha eCape Town, bese singenelwa abahlali lapha ba besidudula bethi masihambe ngobusuku la. Into le bebeyenze ngemva kwayizolo, but kuvuka kunamhlanje ebusuku bachise enye indlu khona lapha kwanokuthula ePlettenberg Bay eWestern Cape. So abantu laba manje baliqenjanyana nje asoqembela ikhulu, but selihamba lichise izindlu. Kodwa abahlali balapha bayalwa, but into le mayingenziwa abantu mabayekele ukuhlukunyezwa. So lat into esisethusa khona lokuthi abantu bafika bephungutshisa kuphela, bephungutshisa, but sisalindele ukuthi sizwe because bakhona abanye sebethatha i-action ukuthi njengabahlali balapho into le bazama ukuyistopha kusasemasinya ingakaqhubekeli phambili, because now affecta everyone, nabantu abaqatshisileyo like abarentisileyo sebechinga ukuthi into le ingenziwe.
That was Prince Komo, a Zimbabwean living in Wanokthula in Plettenberg Bay, Western Cape Province in South Africa. Some South Africans want Zimbabweans and other people to leave the country.
Hey, myself, my man, I've got no problem, but I don't want these people here. I want them to go back to their home because they've got no job because of them.
That was an unidentified South African who supports Operation Tutula. But Aisha Sise, a South African businesswoman, does not support Operation Tutula's activities.
South Africans are jealous of foreigners. Ne? These people are living their lives because of what they are doing. They are earning more. They are trying to live according to what they want to live. They are driving good cars. They are staying in mansions because of their sweat. Let us sweat to get what we want as an individual. That is it. It's all about jealousy. Let us stop fighting innocent people. If it's all about xenophobic, why are we fighting among ourselves, black to black? What's that?
Aisha Sise is a South African businesswoman. Elizabeth Valario, leader of the United Zimbabwe Alliance, says South Africans should live in harmony with fellow Africans.
I just returned from a visit to South Africa, where I spent quite a few days meeting with citizens. We've got a number of members of UZA who are based in South Africa. And it's quite painful to hear the stories and to hear how our citizens are living in South Africa, feeling somewhat, threatened and unwanted. You know, the challenge of Operation Dudula is that we've come to a point in time in Africa. So let's not talk just of Zimbabwe, in Africa, where African people are forgetting that at the end of the day, we are all in the same ecosystem. We're all in the same society. I think we need to start really thinking more broadly about what it is that we want for our own countries, but also for our own continent in terms of Africa. Operation Dudula is a very sad situation of African people, really working against each other. And it's really quite sad because the citizens in Zimbabwe, in South Africa right now, don't want to be there. It's not by choice that they are living in South Africa. Often the stories that I've heard is it's been the last resort for them to go to South Africa. Zimbabweans are working to build a viable country. We are working to reestablish ourselves. Let's be tolerant of each other. Remember the spirit of Ubuntu. Let's not focus on other African people with the spirit of animosity or hatred. You know, another challenge that I see in South Africa is that the citizens of South Africa are frustrated by their own circumstances, and they're perhaps carrying, their frustrations out on Zimbabwean citizens or other citizens who are living in South Africa. It's my hope that the government of South Africa will work with Zimbabwe's government as well and hold them accountable for paving the way for a return back to Zimbabwe of the citizens of Zimbabwe. It's a very sad situation.
Elizabeth Valerio is the leader of the United Zimbabwe Alliance. And now joining us via Skype in Johannesburg is Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi, spokesperson of Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Dube. Let me apologize for my background. I was attending some other function, so I'm still in a bit of a noisy place. I hope everyone can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you. Welcome to Live Talk. And the first question is, we see some kind of skirmishes between some South Africans and Zimbabweans, Malawians, and other foreigners in the Western Cape. So, and we're told that it is now contained, but people are really fearing for their lives. So give us your take on really what is going on in terms of Operation Dudula activities in South Africa right now.
Look, the Operation Dudula activities have been going on for some time now. It seems there's a clique of people that believe in lawlessness and vigilantism, which is not giving a very good image of a lawful exercise of any authority within South Africa. Scapegoating migrants as the source and cause of all the problems in South Africa is just farcical and unwarranted, really. And when people take the law into their own hands, this is like a state of anarchy, lawlessness.
So how best can Zimbabweans contain this situation without necessarily fighting back? Is there any other way that you are doing, you guys in Zimbabwe community in South Africa?
Look, our reality is that we as Zimbabweans, we really need to relook at how we are going to fix our own problems in our home country and how we can prepare ourselves for that inevitable return. While we will not condone any actions by groups such as Operation Dudula, it also is quite imperative that we also notice that our own issues back home need to be sorted out so that we cannot be facing such humiliation and attacks. So the reality becomes that we need to actually fix our problems back at home. This lawlessness is being left unabated by the South African authorities so much that one is tempted to think they are condoning it, really.
Yes, so kutwake kulabanye asebefuna ukubuyela kwele Zimbabwe, bathi sokunzima kakhulu ukuhlala kwele South Africa. kuhamba njani kulapho?
Kwesinye isikhathi uyalingeka ukubona kungathi kwenziwa ngabomo nje ngabaphathi ngoba bayakwekela kuqhubeka kulabantu abahamba kwesinye isikhathi bephelekezelwa ngamapholisa behamba betrethena impilo zabantu. Lokho kodwa-ke sizagqugquzela izizalwane zakithi ukuthi zikunanzelele ukuthi ekugcineni kwakho kuzomele lathi sikhangele ukubuyela emakithi siyelungisa inkinga zakithi. Phela vele sesihlalile iminyaka eminingi and uma singakulungiswa kwakithi kusho ukuthi sesizimisele ukuhlala sigijinyiswa kanje. Nakhona nje sizayisola kakhulu lento ukuthi uhulumende wase-South Africa kumele angavumi ukuthi abantu bazitshayele ngezandla zabo umthetho. Uma kuyikuthi abantu mhlawumbe abalawo amaphepha afaneleyo ukuba lapha, umthetho ukhona, amapholisa akhona, Department of Home Affairs ikhona, akumelanga kube nelunga lomphakathi elizithathele umthetho elizifakele ezandleni zawo. Leyo nto yimbi futhi inika umpikitsha omubi ne-South Africa. And thina siyatsho nje ukuthi siyakhuza ukuthi le nto ingaba yi-generational curse kuma-South African ngoba abantu bonke bawukhangele emhlabeni ukuthi abantu baphethe njani. Njalo nje kuzoba yikuthi sekungathi nabo kwamanye amazwe sebezithola bephatheke kanjalo. Kodwa-ke hhayi, asifuni ukugxila kakhulu ukuthi bona ama-South African ayenzani. Ake sigxile nathi ngokwethu ukuthi thina indaba yethu sizoyilungisa kanjani ukuze siqhubeke empilweni silesi sizotha sokuba ngabantu nathi singaphathwa njengenyamazana.
So while all this is going on, we know that there are 178,000 Zimbabweans who are trying to regularize their status in that country. And Operation Dudula is not happy at all. They are saying these people must go back home and they should not be allowed to get any visas or new permits. What is going to happen to most of these people?
Look, currently there's been a six-month extension, and that extension is to give more chance for people to apply. However, we must raise the concern that what is making people not to apply is not because they don't want to apply. We heard that the minister is saying people are thinking that the people are not applying because they believe the court case will be dropped. No, that is not the case. People cannot apply for mainstream permits because they could not apply for them to begin with. So actually, saying to the 178,000 become illegal is just to cause another crisis. The situation that is being faced towards elections now is that already we are hearing cases of violence in Zimbabwe, and that case will become problematic with the violence that might erupt there and rendering 178,000 people undocumented. It's just a mix-up of issues. We would really encourage our people to use the six-month period also to place their applications. We hope that the issue of waivers is looked at because initially people could not apply for these permits just because they could not qualify for them to begin with. So that's why there was a special dispensation to start with.
Stay on the line, Mr. Bongani Mkhwananzi. He is the spokesperson of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Thank you very much, but stay on the line. Let's take a brief break. Please stay tuned.
Every year, world leaders gather in New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly. Count on VOA to be there, delivering news you can trust on radio, TV, and the web.
Le discours présidentiel, aux entretiens en tête-à-tête avec des responsables gouvernementaux de haut niveau, nous vous tiendrons informés des développements importants touchant le continent.
Líderes africanos vão abordar tópicos como alterações climáticas, o estado da economia, saúde, iniciativas juvenis e muito mais.
Usikose kufuatilia habari na vipindi maalum katika lugha 16 tofauti kuhusu kongamano la viongozi moja kwa moja kutoka makao makuu ya Umoja wa Mataifa mjini New York na Washington DC. Tutakuarifu kila tukio.
A free press is essential. VOA Africa.
For those that have just joined us, our show is live streaming right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, that is VOA Zimbabwe. So we still have got Mr. Bongani Mkhwananzi, who is in South Africa, and we are expecting callers to actually come in right now so that we can hear their views about some of the things that are happening in South Africa. So on our VOA Ndebele Facebook page, we've got people that have actually sent us messages. And one of the messages is coming from Dorothy Ncube, who says, let's go back home and vote, because South Africa is now a bad place for us. Then we've got Michael Billy Mafara, who says, Mr. Tube, how are you doing? I'm fine, Mr. Mafara. And he says, please, please, make sure you are safe wherever you are. So they, Mr. Mafara is advising Zimbabweans to be very safe. And then we've got other people that are also on different pages. Remember, we're on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So now let's go back to Mr. Mkwananzi while we're looking for our callers and our second guest. So, Mr. Mkwananzi, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Yeah, so what's the way forward for Zimbabweans who are in South Africa right now?
We would encourage our compatriots to stay safe and avoid any provocational situations. However, the core of the issue is that we eventually need to fix our own problems back at home. That is the reality. And certainly we have to say this truth, to say, look, in as much as we can back around and negotiate, eventually we really need to fix our problems. We've taken too long to fix our problems. No wonder we are being taken as non-humans in other lands. So when we fix our own issues and we restore our pride and our dignity, this is the only true solution.
Yes, hold on there, Mr. Mkwananzi. We've got some people on the VOA Shona page. There's Cindy Matase, who says, Mono South Africa, Amushaka Riki Pano. Then Cindy Matase also continues by saying, we should go back home in large numbers to vote. And then Douglas Tonei is saying, hello, Mkoma Gibbs, how are you? And here in South Africa, we have serious problems that we're facing as Zimbabweans, and we need to go back home to do what we can. So now we're joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Regis Vusango. Mr. Regis Vusango is a ZANU-PF member based in Alberta, Canada. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Gibbs.
So, Mr. Vusango, we see that some Zimbabweans have been attacked by, you know, some people say to be Operation Dudula activists. And some of them are actually hitting back. You know, they're teaming up with Malawians, teaming up with Nigerians, saying that, you know, they won't tolerate what is going on. What are the dangers here, Mr. Vusango?
Thank you. Thank you, Studio 7. I think when citizens are taking the law into their own hands, and when a group is taking the law also on its hands and, you know, disregard what the government of South Africa and also the laws of SADC and AU stated, I think, you know, we as the parties or, you know, the people that are looking at this situation, we have really nothing much we can say apart from urging our citizens who are in that country to resist and to desist from, you know, any violence attempt, because we don't want to have anybody lose their life. But I think also at the same time, every citizen has got the right to protect themselves. I don't think we can allow our people to be trampled upon by others just because they are in another country. I'm sure we have got, you know, the Geneva laws that governs the rights of citizens. It doesn't matter where they are in this globe. Every citizen has got a right to live, and that right should be respected. So we urge the Operation Dudula to respect the lives of our citizens and let the government of South Africa deal with the issues of immigration, not a group of thugs who are taking the law into their hands. I think I remember the last time when xenophobia was hitting, the Nigerian communities were never attacked by the South Africans, because the Nigerians said, bring it over, we can deal with it. If you come to our shops and burn our shops, you can also burn in those shops. And the South Africans, you know, they respected that. They did not go to cause any harm to the Nigerians. And I think it's also high time that Zimbabweans are also, and other, you know, Southern African communities that are living in South Africa, in Cape Town, in Western Cape, they have also decided to to join hands with and do what the Nigerians did. And,
we understand that, Mr. Vusangu, but people briefly are saying the problem is back home there, ZANU-PF is failing to, live up to expectations. They're saying that's where the problem is, briefly.
Problem I see kuti ZANU-PF iri kutadza kuti mabasa auye muZimbabwe. ZANU-PF iri ku se government a new one yakombedi kuti Mnangagwa yakapinda apa 4 years ago. Vari kutraya kugadzirisa nyika, because nyika yedu kwayanga yava ma citizens anofana kunzisa nyika yedu kwayanga yava pa administration yava Mugabe. Yanga yava kwa kusingadzokeke. Tiri kuona kuti president yedu vari kutraya kuenda kwese kuma international communities. Takaona kuti vakasangana na Tony Blair. Tony Blair aka acknowledge kuti Comrade Idi Mnangagwa, President of Zimbabwe, muri kuonekwa mabasa amuri kuita ende zviri kufadza. Tiri kufara also as Britain kuona kuti Zimbabwe iri kuita ma reforms in terms of economic reforms. Taka vanhu ngavave patient enough because President Idi Mnangagwa vari kudzorera nyika kwayanga iri
kuva
bread basket of Africa again. Thank you.
Thank you. Can you hold on there? We've got a caller from South Africa, I guess. Caller, how are you?
Yeah. I'm fine. Ndikuda kututsirawo zvangu pa muri kutaura na Manias Ganduri paweni.
Yeah, taura baba.
Ndikuda kututsira wangu zviri kutaurwa na mukoma wa President Idi Mnangagwa. Of course President Idi Mnangagwa vari kugona. Asi takatarira nenyaya yedudula here kuno ku South Africa.
Mhm.
Pari zvino kujimbo dzatiri inihe kwandiri kuLimpopo. Hatisi kuona hedu problem iripo. Problem iri mumataun, mabig town akaita sana Joburg, Pretoria, Cape Town. Nemune mapuraziwo ari padhuze nemalocation nevanhu vakati wanzi. Ndokune nzvimbo dzine kuri kuitika zvedhudhula izvizvi. But pachokwadi chaipo chaipo, Idi vakagonawo zvavo pakunegotiata kuti tirambe tiri kunoko. Otherwise kuzimbawo kwacho hatina chatingaenda tingandoita zvoka tingatodzopedzera takudzingira nehuko dzevanhu uko tichibva. So zvitori nani zvavakatoita izvo zvakatonaka. Katichienda novhota chienda tinovhota toziva patinondovhotera.
Thank you very much, caller there from Limpopo. I guess we've got another caller on the line. Let me try to bring the caller as well. So the caller is actually dropped. So let's hear what people are saying on Facebook. Sike sibone ke okwethulwa ngabantu khona pa ku Facebook. So on the VOA Shona page, we also have got other people that are sending messages. Let's see, the other one is Linda Visa, who says, sure, December chaswika that clones across South Africa will be very, very passed by these people. So that's where he says. Then Brandon Chidando says, those guests living abroad just talk anything that they want. They don't even know the situation here in South Africa. Shame on them. So, I mean, he's actually saying this maybe to Mr. Vusangu, who lives in Canada. So now let's go back to Mr. Mkwananzi. Briefly, Mr. Mkwananzi, I think you heard what Mr. Vusangu was saying, that the situation at home is improving. Are you agreeing with what he's saying, in terms of the situation back home, that Mkwananzi can leave today and go to Zimbabwe and have a better life there? Is that the case? Briefly?
No. It's quite very sad to hear someone from ZANU-PF even speak about these issues, because suddenly there's a new government. These guys have been there for 40 plus years, and they failed. They should just give up. The reality is people are very afraid. We were in a taxi going for Mzilika's Day celebrations, and people were even afraid to wear our own traditional regalia just to commemorate King Mzilika's Day. They were even trying to hide some of these things. So not even to talk about politics, people are just afraid just to express themselves even currently. So the whole issue is a political crisis where these guys know they failed. Mnangagwa was always there since independence. So to really tell us about a new new government when we are destitute in other lands and being treated like animals. It's just quite unreasonable from any ZANU-PF member. Sometimes it's quite frustrating to hear ZANU-PF members talk as if they've not been there. They don't know how the country got to the doldrums. They must just fix this situation or just leave the arena and let people who are capable do this.
Thank you very much. Mr. Vusago, can you react to that? I'm giving you 1 minute for you to
thank you very much. Yes. Thank you very much, Mkwananzi. I think Mkwananzi, one thing should not to realize Zimbabwe. Pangua comrade Robert Mugabe. Mazimbabweans, anga asina freedom ya wakazo piwa na comrade Idi Mnangagwa. Saka tufana kutenda comrade Idi Mnangagwa, nukuti vasunungura Zimbabwe. Ndio inonzi freedom. Yukuti any political party can do what they want. Vanu wainda kumzilika zidei, havana kutreteniwa. It depends. Kana wakona maa kutreteniwa, it depends uchicha mama aki. But every right of every citizen is being respected by the new administration ya comrade Idi Mnangagwa. And also you spoke about kuti kana tata za ugadisha nika wa should go. ZANU-PF as a government is not going anywhere. Because right now, President Idi Mnangagwa have about over 1,000 achievements for 4 years that are pinda. Tukusu asun shaka wanda shatisha itu wakwesi, almost every province has benefited from the works of Comrade Idi Mnangagwa. Taka ZANU-PF haigo nuku uzu wana mkwana nzakuzi. Ibude mpawa. Rather, we are going to stay in power and fix our country because this is a tora nyika kwa rungu. Mna 1980, kubanae kuba 1890, they say my forefathers, they failed until 1980. We are going to rule Zimbabwe. We are going to make sure that we manage the country until prosperity is back to the people in full. Right now, Comrade Idi Mnangagwa, basati bapedza basa kusvika vadzokera muoffice. Vadzosera nyika payanga iri 1980.
Thank you very much. Let's have a look of what people are saying. Zibanai Konye is saying ZANU-PF must go and go today. And then Welcome Kumalo is saying, oh my God. What's wrong with Zimbabwe? Zimbabweans are always talking a lot of things, but no action at all. Then Atilia Moyo say, "Yeye wena puti akutule uzazustapule ngokukhulumayo kuno kuphuma emlonyeni wakho." Uzobuya ke omunye njalo uzozo uthi hayi phela sikufunayo thina ikuthi kulungiswe elizweni lethu. Izwe lethu libhekile xa sikhuluma khona manje. So ke kuzobuya nje lomunye uAtalia uyaphinda njalo uthi hey loko sikuzwa lapho kukhulunywa ayisikho engani siyakufuna. So rounding off here, Mr. Mkwananzi, what can you say should be done in the near future? You know, because we know that even those people who are supposed to regularize their status, only 6,000 have applied for new visas. So I'm told Bongane is gone. So over to you, Mr. Regis Vusango. So what's the way forward? You know, just briefly, 1 minute of your time.
Yeah. The way forward, Comrade Gibbs, is that Comrade Idi Mnangagwa varikugadzisa nyika yeZimbabwe. Kuti vana vese vari kudiaspora vakwanise kuuya muZimbabwe vachikwanisa kuwana mabasa together nema citizen arimo muZimbabwe. Ko vana veZimbabwe vari kuSouth Africa, mukuru wedu weZimbabwe, Comrade Idi Mnangagwa, Ministry of Labour nema departments ese ariko kuZimbabwe, maministries ese anoona nezvekushanda kwevanhu mabasa. Vakavitawo matare neSouth Africa, vakaonesana neSADC. Kuti my extensions are acharamba achingoitwa. Saka vana veZimbabwe ari South Africa, do not be afraid, but be safe from any activity dziri kukonzerwa ne those that are taking the law in their hands. But as far as the government of South Africa, the ANC government, it is in support of you, it is in support of the ZANU-PF government, and things are going to settle down. All what we are urging you is to be very careful, no way to move, no way to travel. Kana makuona kumabasa kwenyu, kana kwamuri kufamba, zvinhu zvakuita situation yakuita terrible. Just watch over yourself, watch over others, and keep on conducting the Zimbabwean embassy in Pretoria and to other consulate ari kunema other. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vusango. But we've got one guy who's based in Bulawayo who's saying ZANU-PF must go, and as said by the other, ZANU-PF must go today. We've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guests and listeners. Let's meet again next time. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.